Welcome back to the Good to Me podcast. I'm your host, Shanley, and I help individuals to go from surviving to thriving. In today's episode, we are talking all about how you are going to do just that, go from surviving to thriving. So this is going to be your practical step-by-step guide to doing that. It is so important, especially in this day and age where everything is getting busier and busier and busier, and there's more and more things to do, that we focus more on being and thriving. It's going to be your way to have a fulfilled life, a life that is full, a life that feels easy, a life that feels balanced. And I know those are the things that you want. So the first thing that you are going to need to do is really get a hold of understanding what thriving is for you. And thriving is going to look different for everybody, just like self-care looks different for everyone. You need to really get clear on what thriving means to you. And it's really important to make sure that your thriving is aligned with your goals, the aspirations that you have, and also with your values and what you're here on this earth to do. So if it is that you are on this earth to serve, which most of us are, then make sure that your thriving is linked with that as well, because this is going to just make sure that everything is as seamless and smooth and that you are singing from the right hymn page, the right hymn book, right? So really get clear. I want you to just take some time out now to mind map. You know, I'm always talking about mind mapping. You can journal it out, but mind map what thriving looks like for you and what it means to you. So I want to know what that is. And if you like, and I would love for you to just share that with me, you can share that on socials, emails, or wherever you chat with me. All of the ways that you can connect with me are in the show notes. So that's the first step, is getting clear on what thriving is for you. Then the second is to start building your thriving life. Okay. And there are a few pillars that you want to pay attention to that all have to do with your well-being. Okay, so there are some pillars that you're going to focus on and make sure that you are hitting when it comes to building your thriving life. So these pillars are your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Okay, or your emotional slash mental as well. So there will be some overlap, definitely. But that doesn't matter. So when it comes to your physical well-being, these are going to be things like really prioritizing healthy habits, okay? And typically your basics like sleep, so making sure that you are getting enough and quality sleep, okay? Go back and listen to my episodes all about getting a great night's sleep. And then nutrition, so making sure that you are fueling yourself with nourishing foods and drinks. So heavy on the fruits, heavy on the veg, heavy on the water, heavy on the natural juices, right? And then exercise, so moving your body, making sure that you are moving your body often, daily, okay? Then the next is your mental. So when it comes to your mental, you want to be having and taking some time to explore different stress management techniques and actually practicing them. So things like mindfulness practices, like deep breathing, focusing on the present moment, focusing on your breath. And there's so many different things that you can do to be mindful. Yes, I have an episode on that as well. So go and listen to it. But you can mindfully listen, mindfully eat, okay? So we can engage all of our senses when we're being mindful. And then doing things like practicing positive self-talk and journaling are going to be really key here. Spending time in nature, and then your emotional well-being. So it is very important for us to make sure that we are expressing our emotions. Our emotions are not good or bad, like they're just information. We can have positive or negative emotions, but they're all just information on what we want to be engaging more in, and also information on maybe what we need to tend to in terms of our needs. Okay. And then we want to make sure that we are building healthy relationships with others and also ourselves. So spending time with ourselves, spending time with those who pour into us and make us feel good, and also setting boundaries. So setting healthy boundaries that are going to protect our time, protect our energy and our well-being. These are assets. And then your spiritual well-being, which is so important. So taking time to connect with something that is greater than ourselves, connecting with God, taking time to pray, even journaling, reading your Bible or holy book. These are things that are going to really help to really fill you up and help you to thrive in your life. Usually, when we don't have these, or we're not paying attention to some of these areas, we start to notice a change in ourselves in terms of our motivation, our productivity, our inspiration, just how we feel inside, even our behavior. So, things that we might be doing more of. So, we might be doing maybe going back into maybe old unhelpful habits, toxicity, let's put it that way. And then we might be doing less. So again, not being as productive as we normally do. We're struggling to do things, all right, because we are not feeling balanced. We're not thriving because we're not pouring back into ourselves. So these are the areas that you want to focus on to help you to pour back into yourself. And if you want to do a check-in with yourself and, identify what your needs are, your self-care needs, and do a little bit of an audit. I have a self-care audit that you can download and do that for yourself. So that's in the bio as well. Not in the bio, sorry, not in the bio, in the show notes, right? So we spoke about defining what thriving is for you. Then we spoke about building your thriving life by making sure that you're focusing on and doing things within the four areas of your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So you're pouring into yourself. And then you want to be thinking about, again, what habits can you start to put in place? So this is where you're going to really get clear on what goals that you have for yourself when it comes around to thriving, when it comes around to your self-care. What are these goals? And really working through any mindset blocks. So things that are getting in the way, limiting beliefs that are getting in the way of you really serving yourself ultimately. If you want to work more on your mindset, your limiting beliefs, etc., and developing more of a growth mindset, I have a training on that, which is so good. It's a video training where I guide you through step by step how to really master your mindset. So that's for free, and you can get that as well in the show notes. But ultimately, if any limiting beliefs are coming up for you, you want to make sure that you're capturing that limiting belief, you're challenging it, and then you're changing it. So it's the three C's, which I always talk about. So you want to capture the negative thought, you want to challenge it, because again, if we don't challenge it, it will stay and it will become a ground, like a deep-rooted belief. And then you want to change it. So every time that you notice this limiting belief coming up, you want to change it. You challenge it and change it. Okay. All right. So that's the mindset work. Then next is ultimately practicing gratitude. Gratitude is always going to help you to focus on the positive aspects of life and appreciate what you currently have so that you can get more as well. But I always talk about practicing gratitude, being grateful for and thankful for the big things, the small things. They matter, they count, and it really helps you in shifting your mood, because sometimes we can get into a spot where we are comparing ourselves to others and really then not appreciating and not realizing all the great things that we have, big or small. So I spoke about mindfulness practices. So this is another habit that you're going to want to cultivate. You want to be doing this every day, taking time to be mindful. And these are going to be things that are going to really help you to reduce your stress and help you to be more focused. So it's going to be things that are going to really help you to be in the present moment. And sometimes I just like to go on a mindful walk and just look at all of the different things within nature and how it moves and how it smells and what I can see, what I can touch, really getting engrossed in the present moment is going to be really helpful for you to just be in the here and now, stop worrying about things from the past and the future, and just focus on the here and now and what is in your control. And then the next habit that I want you to start cultivating is prioritizing self-care and fun. So I want you to start prioritizing self-care by scheduling in times for self-care and fun that and doing things that are gonna like ultimately nourish your body, your mind, and your spirit. So the habits that I want you to get into, just to recap, is goal setting. So I want you to write down your goals and your intentions every single day and review them. I want you to start to do the mindset work. So work on your mindset. If you know there's limiting beliefs and thoughts that are holding you back, I want you to get into the habit of challenging them as they go. Yeah, and I want you to learn how to do this. That's why I told you about the training. I want you to learn how to do this if you don't know how to do this. And then get into the habit of practicing gratitude. You can do this daily by just having your own gratitude journal, or within your journal, you're writing out three things that you're grateful for every single day. You can do this in the morning, afternoon, or night. We'll do it throughout. And if you want to jazz up your gratitude journaling practice, then you can write out three things that you're grateful for from the past and why, the present, and the future. So this allows you to welcome in and manifest what you are desiring. And then we spoke about being present, practicing mindful, having mindful moments throughout the day, and then prioritizing self-care and fun by scheduling it into your week and your day, your days. Okay. The other day I was like, okay, I really need to make sure this is more pampering, but still self-care. I was like, I really need to, see my face and do a face mask. And I had quite a busy day and I was like, okay, let me schedule it in for the day. I went on my daily walk and then I came back and I was like, what do I need to do? And then a reminder just popped up and it was like pampering session. So do what you got to do, schedule it in and show up for it. So we spoke about ultimately defining what thriving is for you and what your thriving life looks like. And then we spoke about the pillars that are going to help you to have a thriving life. So that was the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And then we spoke about habits that are going to contribute to you having a thriving life, like goal setting and making sure that you're reviewing your goals often, writing your goals down, looking at your goals, your vision board, what have you. You are doing the mindset work, you're practicing gratitude, you are being present in the moment, and you're prioritizing self-care and fun. These are going to be the things that are going to help you to thrive and not just survive. So we spoke about again working on your mindset because this is going to help you to manage any, negative self-talk or thoughts, help you to overcome the fear of like failure and like time constraints because we have time, it's just about how we're thinking about it. And again, remembering to be kind to yourself on this journey because it is a journey. Do what works for you. Start small if you need to. Take what works or take what sounds good and leave what doesn't. And make sure that you are celebrating yourself as you go along. You're celebrating yourself for the efforts that you're making because you are doing things. It might not be up to the level that you want, but you are doing things. So the kinder you are to yourself, the more likely it is that you're going to be able to continue and not give up. And also reward yourself for the wins. Like if you do show up at the gym and if you do go on to the self walk and if you do and have your journaling session and if you do take it easy and if you do take that break, right? So I want you to take some time and carry out some of these action steps. Remember to check the show notes. I've got journaling prompts there for you. I've got your check-in checklist for you. I've got your mindset training and all of the other ways that I am able to support you this month. You can definitely go and check that out. And if you need some accountability and support when it comes to your self-care practice, obviously you can book a one-to-one call with me. I also do have a free accountability group called the Self-Care Squad that you are more than welcome to join, and we'd love to have you in there. There is so much resources, trainings. We have challenges every single month to keep you on track, and then we have a accountability call every single month as well. So I would love to see you inside, and I will see you in the next one. Take care.